the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Children's Bureau's most recent child abuse statistics reveal that 7.2 million children were reported as abused in 2015. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I have Dr. Paul Durham as my guest on the Missouri State Journal. He is a distinguished professor of biology at Missouri State University and the director for the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center. He is an international expert on orofacial pain, and he's here to talk about the relationship between lifelong pain and early childhood stress.
Early life stress, whether it be emotional, physical, could be verbal abuse, those types of things can basically imprint on the genome of the child. And what that means is that when they're being raised in that type of environment, they become more hypervigilant. So you probably know the expression, sleeping with one eye open. And what we have been looking at is how early life stress impacts the trigeminal system, which is the system that's involved in migraine and temporomandibular joint disorders and such. And what we're finding is that early life stress seems to cause a formation of a hypervigilant nervous system. And what that is then it becomes a risk factor for developing more chronic pain conditions.
We all know that mental stress can cause physical reactions in the body. For example, a nervous stomach. And this connection between the gut and the brain has been part of Durham's studies for the past few years. Durham says that studies of children in these traumatizing situations show an imbalance in the gut bacteria.
So what we're looking at is trying to figure out a way that we can actually correct that. So can we minimize the effects of early life stress and then basically reverse that so that these, you know, kids that basically are exposed to these conditions aren't at risk later on in life to developing chronic pain states.
In Durham's lab, they have been testing several interventions for pain sufferers, things like vagus nerve stimulation, dietary changes, and a non-intoxicating component of marijuana called CBD. He is hopeful that these could positively affect this vulnerable population too and prevent the onset of chronic pain. Durham explains more about the study.
You're not really exposing them to the original stress, so they're not the ones being, but they're just observing it. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like somebody in a home observing something abusive going on, but being exposed to that. And then it would be even to the degree of like even your parents being exposed to something like that. But what we're finding is that this information gets passed from one generation to the next. What we're looking at is that, yeah, it sets not only the first generation up, but then the second, the offspring of those mothers and such will also be affected. So it's a way to pass biological information from one generation to the other.
But is hypervigilance a bad thing? Isn't it just a way to be prepared? Durham explains the biology of it all.
So in a predator-prey relationship, you know, you'd have to be more vigilant if there's a lot of predators out there. But then that also comes at a cost, right? Because then your nervous system is going to be more active. So you're going to respond to different stimuli, you know, and more of a defensive type of mode. We call that sympathetic. So it's like you always talk about the sympathetic and parasympathetic axis. And sympathetic is more the fight and flight response. And so that's something that you want to activate once in a while. What happens in more like the chronic pain patients and stuff is they seem to have that system turned on all the time. It's much more easy to activate that system and that fight and flight response. And then honestly, that just kind of wears the nervous system out.
One of Durham's goals is to help reduce drug dependency and find alternative interventions for reducing pain. And the first step is to spread awareness about the cause and effect of stress and chronic pain.
I kind of was always under the impression that if you come from an environment like in Chicago or something where you've seen, you know, shootings and stuff and you're aware of that and you've seen people actually even get killed, that you'd be desensitized to it, that you would actually respond differently. But it's almost the opposite. Being in that kind of environment makes you hypervigilant. It makes you pretty much like, again, sleeping with one eye open. You're always kind of looking over your shoulder. You're always that's very exhausting. I grew up in a rural environment and, you know, but then you go into the city and you're constantly, you know, being exposed to so many more things that you aren't aware of. And it's very stressful. So you actually get worn out being there. And so for most people, you step into that environment and then you step out of it. But in some environments, again, depending on your household or your community or whatever, you may not be able to step out of that environment. And then you're just constantly exposed to those stressors.
That was Dr. Paul Durham. He is a distinguished professor of biology at Missouri State University and the director of the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.